Next, we have a story of mothers whose children disappeared. The mothers live in Mexico. They couldn't find any news about their missing offspring, so they started digging and digging for months, seeking a mass grave. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports they found the largest mass graves ever discovered in Mexico in a dusty lot outside the port city of Veracruz.
Of the 252 bodies found in the mass grave, only two have been identified. Pedro Huesca, a young state investigator, and his personal secretary. Griselda Barradas is Pedro's mother. My son thought he was going to clean the country of these bad people, says Barradas. But no, instead they got rid of him. Last night, church bells rang out in the family's small town about 40 miles outside Veracruz. 9 days of mourning came to an end with a mass.
El Señor esté con ustedes.
The pews were full with mothers and relatives of Veracruz's missing. Many feared to be buried in the mass grave.
Pedro ya descansa y su mami tiene un lugar.
Finally, Pedro is at peace and his mommy has a place where she can now visit him, says Rosalia Castro Tos. Castro has been searching for her son for more than 5 years. Frustrated with authorities' unwillingness to investigate his disappearance, she and other grieving relatives started digging on their own.
Ese trabajo que nosotros estamos haciendo,
this work that we're doing, says Castro, the authorities should be doing it. Veracruz has been marred by violence for more than a decade as warring drug gangs battle for control of the state and its lucrative port. Its past governor, now a fugitive, has been accused of sacking state coffers of millions of dollars and long suspected of colluding with the cartels. Jorge Winkler is Veracruz's new head prosecutor. Speaking to reporters at the mass grave site yesterday, Winkler says it's impossible that this all happened without complicity of the state government. Griselda Barrada says she just hopes more mothers find their sons. Finally, Pedro is where he should be, she says, resting in peace, not tossed in that mass grave like an animal. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Veracruz, Mexico.